Chapter 4. Every morning seemed bleaker than the last. I'd get up before the sun had even begun its ascent, rising mechanically from bed and taking a steaming hot shower for some solace on cold, foggy mornings. Wearing a navy blue, thin-cut Italian tailored suit, matching dress socks, and black leather wingtips, I would step out into the chill of the morning, my face often nicked from shaving and my tie nearly choking me. It would be 4 in the morning, and the neighborhood would still be dark. We lived in Fairfield, a city neighboring Napa, so in order to get to my office in San Francisco, I had to get on the highway for 20 minutes, wait at the train station for the 5 a.m., then spend another 45 minutes staring blankly out the window to make it to my office by 6. I'd arrive at the Embarcadero station, wipe the drool off my cheek, and put on my most convincing game face. I didn't want to be miserable. I just wanted some stability and a healthy income. It was a good job. I was studying to become a securities representative at Merrill Lynch, and it offered me an opportunity to provide anything my family would one day need. And that one day was going to be a lot sooner than I'd planned. 2 months ago, we had found out Christian was pregnant. Since Christian and I had met, it was always feast or famine. When times were good, we felt like we were on the top of the world. But too often we'd put a big check in our account when it was close to bottoming out. We were making good money, but investing in rental property when we were in our early 20s had run a hole through our finances, making it close to impossible to make any headway. I'd spent 7 years working in the family business, but I was too drained to continue on that path, too many clients to please and too many appointments to keep. There wasn't anything physical to the work, really, but the mental aspects of it ran me ragged. I couldn't sleep at night, the buzzing of the day still fresh in my head. I had started out when I was only 12 years old, along with my brother, who was 14, cleaning up abandoned houses that my parents bought and sold. Once they started their mortgage business, I helped out, and by the time I was 18, I was meeting with clients, processing loans, and making deals. But even when the money was good, I felt like I was trying to be someone I wasn't. The money was great at first, but I quickly learned how unstable my income could be, and I wanted to be part of something bigger than...